Good afternoon. Welcome to our Thursday evening sessions. I'm really pleased to introduce a really old friend of mine, Jane Setti. Jane and I have worked together as Feldenkrais practitioners and teachers, and we did our training together. And Jane has a deep understanding and experience of mindfulness, and I'm going to pass us over to Jane. She can explain a little bit about herself and what's going to take place today. So over to you, Jane.
Thank you, Craig. And hello, everybody. It's really lovely to be here and to meet a new set of people, a new group of people. I chose this meditation because it comes from the medicine Buddha practice of the Tibetan Buddha tradition. And the medicine Buddha, the healing Buddha, there's a particular healing meditation that I practiced for many, many years, which I thought you might like to sort of share along with me. One of the things that's important about the medicine Buddha, the healing Buddha, is the color. So I'm going to show a picture of the medicine Buddha, just more so that you can get a sense of this color of the Buddha. If you can see this lapis lazuli, and that's like the stone, the lapis lazuli stone. I may well be telling you things you know. I've no idea people's history or practices, so forgive me if I'm telling you things that are very, very familiar to you, but just so that you kind of get a sense, because the color is the important aspect of this practice. So really sort of like imagining, visualizing that color. So I just wanted to give you a sort of a picture so that you could think about that. And this color blue is associated with deep calm in Tibetan Buddhism. So there's something around, it's called the color of anti-fear or anti-paranoia. But it's really about invoking a state of deep calm, a space where we can feel calm and balanced and supported. So that's the intention of inviting this color in visualizing this color in the practice. So I'll take you on a little journey where we invite the color in, we visualize it, and then we sort of bathe different areas of the body in this color. Okay, it's a very gentle practice. And as always, I'm sure with every practice that we follow the guidance. So if at any point the guidance for you feels you want to step out of the guidance, then absolutely fine. You choose what feels comfortable for you. Yeah. So get with that in mind. I'm just going to, I don't actually know if this will sound, but I'm going to just ring my bowl and then we'll begin. So just get into a comfortable position. So sitting or lying down, you can let your eyes close or they can be open partially or fully, just whatever feels comfortable for you. And just begin by maybe taking a few deeper breaths. So just a slower, bigger, deeper, longer in-breath and a softer, deeper, longer out-breath. Just a few deeper breaths, just to invite us into this moment. It's a way of connecting in this moment, this breath. And then just letting your breath return to its natural rhythm. And just beginning to really settling into your body, this moment, your chair. Settling in right here and right now. Bringing your attention to your body, And just noticing what you notice. Maybe sensations of contact with your feet on the floor, movement of the breath. Just allowing, giving yourself lots of space to feel what you're feeling right now. And then in your field of awareness, beginning to notice your breath, where you feel it most easily, just feeling your body breathe, feeling your body breathe in, feeling your body breathe out. Perhaps noticing the natural soothing rhythm of your breath. Maybe as you're breathing with every out breath, just imagining that you can soften, let go, maybe letting go a little bit of the moments of your day, any habitual or residual tension or stress that might be there. Just imagining that as you breathe out, you can just soften, let go. And as you breathe in, that you're re-energized. This new breath, as you breathe in. Just staying for a moment or so, just this breath coming in, traveling in, turning around, and then traveling out. And if you want to, you can place your hands somewhere, maybe on the lower belly or the chest, somewhere where you feel the movement of the breath for you right now. So help us stay in contact with that movement. Not trying to change it, just settling into the natural rising and falling of your breathing. Maybe allowing yourself to be gently, gently comforted by your own breathing. Just knowing that this bringing the attention to the breath is somewhere you can always return to, safe place and anchor, and always come back to, like coming home. And then just very gently beginning to turn your attention to visualizing this color of lapis lazuli, this deep blue color, could be the color of the midnight sky, color of deep space. Deep blue night sky. Taking your time to establish the blue color in your mind's eye, in your visualization. And the lapis lazuli stone crystal, it's deep blue with flecks of gold, like stars in deep space. And just being curious about, as you visualize the color, Noticing maybe the changes that brings into your body. Feel drawn into the stillness of the blue. So we focus on the blue, maybe this calms the mind. Come to a more silent mind, dropping deeper into the blue, dropping into the silent mind. And then imagining this color bathing your right eye. So imagine that your eye is meeting this color, the color is meeting your right eye. Just you're bathing your right eye in this color. So allowing the right eye to soften. And then imagine the color bathing your left eye. Just breathing in, breathing out this blue color. And the eye can soften, eye can relax. And receive the benefits of the color. Lapis lazuli. And then imagine the color bathing. We could call it the divine eye or the single eye. So whatever your sense of that is, could be your third eye or your inner eye, your inner wisdom, your inner seeing. Just replacing the blue, bathing your inner eye, the divine eye in the color blue. Gently breathing in and out. Then letting that go. Now bathing the right ear. So imagining the color again, establishing the color, and then bathing the right ear. Just feel the color. And then taking your attention to your left ear. Bathing your left ear this deep blue color. Outside, inside. And then coming to the, we could call it the radiant inner ear, the inner ear. Maybe located somewhere between the two ears inside the skull. Some sense of this place beyond duality. This place of deep listening. So whatever your sense is of that, you're just bathing that area. In this deep blue lapis lazuli color, healing color medicine book. And then bringing your attention now to the right nostril. bathing the right nostril in the color blue. Inside, outside. Visualize it, feel it, you sense it. And then the left nostril. This color, it could feel like bathing you, like it can be a sense of a color or a light, could even be a liquid. Whatever works for you. The left nostril. And then the tip of the nose. And bringing your attention now to your lower lip. In the whole area of the lower lip, mouth, lower mouth, jaw, chin. Just bathing this whole area in the color of the medicine Buddha. Deep lapis lazuli, healing color, strengthens, supports, balancing. Feeling the color. And then the top lip, the upper lip, the inside of the upper mouth. And the tip of the tongue. And just feel this color blue, maybe it's just like a covering you like a fine silk cloth, or maybe it's a fine rain that's coming from the source of lapis lazuli blue above your head, just bathing the right side of your face, the right side of your head in blue, eye, the ear, the nostril, the lips, the left side of the face, left side of the head. Just imagine the whole of the head being bathed in this color blue. Now coming to the right side of the body. So staying on the right side, just imagining this color blue now spreading. Maybe as you breathe in, you receive the color blue, and as you breathe out, you feel that color spreading. And then the shoulder area, chest, ribs, just on the right side, the belly, pelvis, the right foot. Just feel the color spreading through all of the right side of you. Front, the back, if you want, inside as well, whatever's comfortable. Allow the blue to travel where it wants to. And then in coming to your left side. So as you breathe in, you receive the color blue. And as you breathe out, you feel it spreading, bathing the left side of the neck, shoulder, arm, chest, belly, pelvis, leg, foot. And then coming to the spine, bathing the spine in blue. Central channel. And just breathing now and visualizing your whole body bathed in this color blue. Maybe it feels like a light that's surrounding you. Maybe it feels like a cloth. Whatever feels comfortable and pleasurable for you. It's a protection that balances this color, calms, supports. And inviting the blue to travel somewhere where it's really needed. So it might be a place that you know. Just really allow the blue color travel somewhere. Just imagining rays of light calming that place in the body, balancing, supporting. Can allow the color to travel somewhere else. Maybe you follow it. You don't know, maybe you let it go there. Maybe it's somewhere you know where you would like some attention, some willing attention. You just feel when you arrive at that edge, place your attention, the color blue, and imagining these rays of deep lapis lazuli blue light. And then gently letting that go and just coming back to this sense of a whole of you sitting or lying here. Maybe a sense of the breath in the body. Maybe a sense of the breath in the belly. And just resting for these last couple of minutes. Just resting. Just this moment, just this color, just this breath. So just inviting people to gently, just you choose how you want to transition out of the practice. Just a bit of movement, you can stay in quiet as you want, just whatever you feel you need. Just keep gratitude from me for having the opportunity to share a practice that's very dear to my heart. So you all. Thank you for inviting me. Lovely to meet you.
Thank you very much on behalf of everyone at the Healing Sanctuary. With such a beautiful images of blue swirling all around. Really lovely. Thank you. And I'm sure this will go out to plenty of others who will enjoy the tranquility of your voice. Really lovely.
Thank you.